know about you people, but I got hungry just thinking about all those great treats. Here you are. Dig in.
Thanks, Susie.
That's great. Mm.
This really hits the spot, Susie. Really? Thanks.
Well, guys, as far as this report goes, we've hit the spot where we can begin to wrap things up.
This committee certainly got a lot of information on baseball. I get dizzy just thinking about all the facts and figures we've rounded up.
Wait up, Kelly. Did you say dizzy?
I don't know. Did I?
You bet you did, because you just reminded me that we haven't said anything about pitchers.
Hold on a minute here. Am I missing something? She says I get dizzy. He says pitchers, and somehow we're supposed to understand what they're talking about?
Sorry. When Kelly said dizzy, she reminded me of Dizzy Dean. You know who he is. He's the Hall of Fame pitcher who was...
I get it, Randy. We need to include something on pitchers. Say, what about Cy Young? That guy was really great. In 21 years of Major League play, he won 508 games.
Yeah, I just saw an article on Cy Young. This is it. Oh, it's not about Cy Young. It says Vita Blue wins Cy Young Award. One of baseball's greatest left-handed starters has won the Cy Young Award as the American League's best pitcher. His 1971 season was also topped off by his being voted the league's most valuable player.
It was a great year for Vita Blue. Let's write it up. What else do we have?
Here's a funny quote from Yankee pitcher Lefty Gomez from the 30s. It says that after Jimmy Fox hit one of Lefty's pitches into the upper levels of Yankee Stadium, Lefty was questioned as to how far Fox's homer had gone. Lefty, known for his quick wit, said, I don't know how far it went, but it takes 45 minutes to walk up there.
Oh, Nikki, only you could have found that one.
Well, guys, what about Dizzy Dean? Aren't we going to do anything on him?
It's okay with me, but I haven't seen anything on him yet.
Here we are. It's a book on Dizzy Dean. The introduction says that this powerful right-hander had 150 wins and only 83 losses. Yeah, and 1934 was a big year for Dizzy when his 30-7 record and 195 strikeouts earned him the National League's Most Valuable Player Award.
I found something on him that's pretty interesting. It says, Dizzy Dean, a member of St. Louis's famed Gas House Gang, has been known for a number of zany capers. During one game, Dean made a $1 bet that he could strike Vince DiMaggio out four times. After three strikeouts, DiMaggio came to the plate for the fourth time and something wild happened. Dean wound up for the first pitch and sent a burning fastball over the plate for strike one. DiMaggio stepped out of the batter's box, tapped his cleats, and adjusted his hat. Dean's eyes were now riveted on the catcher's glove as he began his windup and blasted another blistering streak of lightning across the plate as DiMaggio swung, but to no avail. The tension rose on Dean's face as he fiddled with his cap and adjusted the ball in his glove. He wound up, fired another fastball, and then wham! DiMaggio sent a high pop foul ball over the catcher's head. As the catcher positioned himself under the rapidly descending ball, Dean bolted from the mound yelling,
Drop it! Drop it!
The catcher, confused and surprised, allowed the ball to fall to the ground. Raising his hands in disbelief, he asked Dean what was going on. That very Dizzy Dean, planning to collect his $1 bet, returned to the mound and delivered a red-hot fastball that took DiMaggio down for the count of three. What a way to win a bet!